This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do over the airwaves of SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. That's 888-623-3646. Got a jam-packed show coming your way. LeBron James returned to the basketball court last night for the Los Angeles Lakers. We'll touch on that. We'll touch on some other NBA stuff that's going on. Of course, we've got some National Football League stuff to talk about. Got Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss to talk about. Apparently, I've riled some people up in Oxford, Mississippi, that are sitting there saying, how could I say such a thing? Because, oh my God, Lane Kiffin is thinking about leaving Oxford, Mississippi for Gainesville, Florida, the University of Florida, or LSU, Death Valley, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm not going to spend too much time leading with that particular topic. I'll touch on that as the show progresses. Let me say this much. For those who are taken aback by what I said, I don't give a damn. I'm just being real and straight up honest with you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not talking about folks in Mississippi. I'm sure there's great people there. I'm sure it's a great town. But the brothers ain't trying to go to Oxford, Mississippi. You Lane Kiffin, and you got an opportunity to be in Gainesville, Florida, or Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Death Valley for LSU. There's a reason when a private jet arrived, even though he didn't go, his family went to look at Gainesville and to look at Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's a little bit different than Oxford, Mississippi. That's all I'm going to say for now. I'll touch on this subject a little bit later on in the show. I just wanted to get that off my chest, looking at my producers and all of that other stuff. I know that wasn't what I was planning on leading with, but damn it, it was in my heart. And I wanted to get it off my chest, okay? The brothers in Oxford, Mississippi, it's not something that just rolls off the tongue. Certain things need to be said. That's one of them. Let me get into the story that I think is unavoidable, that we absolutely, positively have to get into, and that is this. Shedeur Sanders being announced as the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns this Sunday against the Raiders. We've waited a while for this. We know what this is about. And we're not going to hide from the subject one bit. Shedeur Sanders appeared in the game, got to the game in the third quarter. Last week against the Baltimore Ravens with a lead and did absolutely nothing. He was awful. It's undeniable. But I put some of the culpability on the shoulders of a coach, Kevin Stefanski, as much as I do anybody else. And I know people have tried to push back on that. Get over it. Kevin Stefanski is a two-time NFL Coach of the Year. Two times. 2020, 2023. This man knows what he is doing. He has an idea of what it takes to have people prepped to play football on the National Football League level. How in the hell does Shedeur Sanders look as bad as he looked this past weekend? Completing 25% of his passes, 4 of 16. Okay, for like 47 yards or whatever the hell it was. And the Cleveland Browns ultimately losing this game to the Baltimore Ravens. How is it that an offensive line never heard his cadence? How you calling the play? What your cadence and what your rhythm is? How does that happen? How does a quarterback on a National Football League level who was a QB2, meaning the backup, for weeks, and never, ever, ever once hear or get the opportunity to do anything with any of the starters? Even if you're not a starter, and you're a reserve, and the QB1, the starter, is getting all the reps. Let's say, for example, there's 20 reps in practice. I was told to Bill Parcells, the Jimmy Johnsons of the world, and others would call for extra reps during practice just to make sure the backup was prepared in the event that they will have to enter the game. How is that not done for Shedeur Sanders, a fifth-round pick out of Colorado who'd been around, just got here, and you know that the person ahead of him is an undersized rookie trying to get the ball out of his hands every single play inside of 2 seconds just so he don't get himself hurt? How does the backup to that guy not get any reps? I don't care what anybody says. That's highly suspicious. That is highly suspicious. Now, we've heard Kevin Stefanski, the offensive coordinator as well, aren't necessarily high on Shedeur Sanders, whereas the GM, Andrew Berry, and maybe the owner Haslam might feel a little bit differently. So the Cleveland Browns are clearly a house divided. And they should be a house divided because let me tell you something right now. Myles Garrett, I'm glad he got his money. But he should have stuck to his guns and insisted on getting traded. So they could have got the farm for him. Because Myles Garrett and his greatness is being wasted away. And he ain't the only one. Because Cleveland's defense is pretty damn good. The problem is that they can't score on anybody. They don't have an offense worth talking about. And now here comes Shedeur Sanders after a god-awful performance in his first game last week. Now gets an opportunity on a Wednesday, having been announced as the starter for this upcoming weekend's game against the Raiders. Considering how pathetic and moribund the Raiders are, how discombobulated they appear to be, I mean, if you go out there and you're Shedeur Sanders and you stink up the joint against the Las Vegas Raiders, nobody's going to have any faith in you moving forward. This is a big, big game for him. We're not talking about a guy that needs to go out there and throw for 400 yards. We're not talking about a quarterback that needs to go out there and play lights out. Just be respectable. Show that you belong. Be decent. Pick up a blitz. Throw a ball past 10 yards. Make sure you're able to convert. Do something along those lines. That's what we need to see from Shedeur Sanders. That's how important it is. And I'm here to tell you something right now. It's a lot on the line. Make no mistake about it. Because you got a whole bunch of people out there that ain't rooting for Shedeur Sanders. And let's call it a buck. Let's keep it a buck. There's reasons as to why that is. When he was at Colorado, completed 70% of his passes, throwing about 37 touchdowns, guiding them to a winning record, being coached by his daddy, primetime Deion Sanders. Along the way, there was a lot of resentment built. And we got to be honest about this. Primetime Deion Sanders is the greatest cornerback to have ever lived. Primetime Deion Sanders is arguably the greatest athlete who's ever lived. One can make that argument. You can think about Bo Jackson. In today's day and age, you can think about Shohei Ohtani. You can bring up the Barry Bonds as a hitter. You can bring up the LeBron Jameses of the world, the Michael Jordans of the world. You can bring up football players who are versatile enough. You can do all of that. You cannot definitively rule out that primetime Deion Sanders is arguably the greatest athlete to have ever lived. We got a lot of old school callers to SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. You know the number, 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. Go ahead, give me the names. Can you say it with finite, with definitiveness? Oh, this person, that person was a better athlete than primetime Deion Sanders. Are you sure you can do that? Remember, on the football field, he was a cornerback. He was also a punt returner. He was also a kickoff returner. Sometimes he played wide receiver. And then whether it was with the Yankees or the Atlanta Braves, he went and played baseball. You know he could fly. You see the speed that he had. Primetime Deion Sanders is unquestionably one of the greatest to have ever lived, if not the greatest. And he's got a swag and a bravado and everything else that came with it. And obviously that was transferred down to his son. We saw his son with the watch. You understand what I'm saying? Kept doing this all the time, you know, showing his watch and raising his arm up and down, especially when he was trolling competitions like that former quarterback from Colorado State. And then when he went into the draft, you heard his father bloviating about how there were certain places he just wasn't going to go and NFL teams wasn't having that. They're like, who the hell you think you are? We ain't going for that kind of nonsense. You're not empowered here. Then you had the specter of if you brought him on, meaning you drafted Shedeur Sanders, the likelihood is that his father wasn't going to be far behind as the imminent head coach in waiting and all of this other stuff. None of that helped him for the draft. I'm making the case, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shedeur Sanders drafted as a fifth rounder because he was a fifth round talent, or was he drafted as a fifth rounder because folks wanted to send a message that they weren't that high on him or the prospects of him and his daddy making noise? Me personally, Deion Sanders is my brother. Love him to death. And his swag has been earned. That's not the case with Shedeur. That's not the case with Shiloh. That's not the case with anybody else. And you got a lot of kids out there that want to sit up there and stick out their chest because of what their parents did. No, damn it, you got to do it. And I'm not accusing Shedeur Sanders of doing that. I'm saying there were people that said that. And not only that, there were people that were saying that his attitude leading up to the NFL draft in those pre-draft interviews were not the greatest. Why? Because guess what? He was letting you know what he would and wouldn't do. And he always has questions because he's smart. And a simpler way to put it with Shedeur Sanders is that it's all about the why. With him, the knock against him, if you speak to NFL teams, is that he is not somebody that's just going to do whatever somebody just tells him to do without at least asking questions. He always wants to know why. Now, to me, it's very, very simple. You don't have to be a professional football coach to know how irritating that could be. You know what you have to be? A parent. What parent do you know wants to hear their child constantly asking why? Now, there's sometimes you're willing to explain it. There's sometimes you're willing to edify and educate and say, hey, here's what I'm doing. Here's why. This is what the thinking behind it. This is what I want you to do. Other times it's like, damn it, because I said so. It's not a democracy. I'm your daddy. Here's what I said. Do it. I'll be the first to admit sometimes I'm like that. Samantha and Nyla tell you in a heartbeat. Sometimes I explain to them. Sometimes they don't have any damn rights. I'm daddy. I said do it. Do it. Period. Parents are like that. Coaches in the NFL damn sure are like that. College coaches are like that. You think Nick Saban just explained every little thing he wanted to do? You think sometimes he didn't just say plays? Do it. That exists everywhere. So the quarterback that's all about the why, you got to be with the right coach. And right now is the time to ask ourselves questions about Kevin Stefanski, because Shedeur Sanders is going to... Kevin Stefanski arrived in 2020. Coach of the year in 2020, 2023. Kevin Stefanski, Shedeur Sanders this Sunday is going to be Kevin Stefanski's 13th quarterback. 13! 13. At some point in time, ain't that about you? At least a little bit. Just a little bit. You did have Baker Mayfield there. You did have Joe Flacco there. You did have Jacoby Brissett there. You did have Jameis Winston there. You've had an abundance of quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson, y'all gave him $230 million guaranteed. You had quarterbacks there. What I'm saying is 13 quarterbacks and still looking for one. 5 years later, at some point in time, when do we get to look at you and just ask the question, what level of culpability do you have? If I told y'all that a head coach that was a two-time coach of the year is in his 13th quarterback in 5 years. And most of those changes had nothing to do with injury. Ain't that about the coach at some point? I would say so. So these are the kind of things that I think are important to think about as we're sitting here talking about this today. Again, the number to call up is 888-MAD-DOG-6. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Shedeur Sanders, I will say this last part. Everything's on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, nobody's asking him to look like a superstar. But he cannot go out there this weekend and look how he looked last weekend against the Ravens. 4-16, 25% completion percentage. He cannot do that. If he goes out there and looks as lost, as confused, as discombobulated, as inept as he looked this past weekend, he ain't going to be able to live it down, y'all. He ain't going to be able to live it down. I don't think there's any game as important to Shedeur Sanders' career as this game coming up. You got to remember, you in high school, you in college. You know, all of these years, you've been playing for your dad. You've been playing for your dad. You didn't play for somebody else. You've been playing for your dad, who you know has your best interest at heart, who you know that's going to exhaust himself putting you in a position to succeed, who's emotionally and DNA-wise even invested in you. We don't know what the situation is in Cleveland, but we're about to find out. We're about to find out. We got sound from Shedeur Sanders. Play that sound for me. Let's hear what he had to say. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, mentally and emotionally, I'm in a great place overall. In life, it's always going to be adversity. Things aren't always going to go, you know, as planned. But I would say, you know, I'm prepared for everything. I'm more of a field type of person. So that's how I learn. That's how I do everything. I'm just watching. It's just going to happen. No, like, I got to be out there, feel it. I got to move around. It's like so many details that it takes for me, you know, to feel my best and play my best. And I'm doing everything in my power, and the team's doing everything, you know, to help me get prepared.
He cannot look awful this weekend. It's that simple. He looks awful this weekend. It's going to be a long, long, long road in his NFL career. Period. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. That's one thing I wanted to get into. Here's the other. You know, Mike Greenberg for ESPN's Get Up every weekday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. You know, Mike Greenberg, I think that he's clearly in the conversation as one of the greatest hosts in the history of sports. He's just automatic, consummate professional, knows how to move traffic, knows how to tease conversations, intros, outros, just hosting. Ladies and gentlemen, I know I can host the show. And I always feel that way until I look at him. And then I say, no, I'm not that great. Because that man is a born host. He really, really is. Mike Greenberg is special, okay? But I don't know if I ever saw a moment more special him hosting the show than Tuesday morning. That man walked on the air, and you would have thought the Dallas Cowboys beat the Philadelphia Eagles and won the Super Bowl championship. Or a playoff game, rather. I couldn't believe it listening to him. Did you see him? Did you see Dallas? Oh, my God. Did you see him? Oh, my goodness. Did you see C.D. Lamb? Spectacular. Did you see George Pickens? Spectacular. I mean, he was talking about it. And I'm going like this. They're playing the Raiders. Do y'all know how awful the Raiders are? In Vegas, they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. They'll embrace Vegas, just don't take it beyond those corridors. But when it comes to the Raiders, the Las Vegans don't even want any association with this team. That's how bad they are. You got critics comparing Coach Pete Carroll to Joe Biden in his last year in office. That's how bad it is in Vegas right now. To end the game, out of reach, out of touch, the game is over. Dallas is beating Vegas 33-16. Do you know that the Las Vegas Raiders got a penalty for too many men on the field? For taking a knee. They had too many players on the field at the end of the game for taking a knee. I mean, this is some embarrassing stuff. It's embarrassing stuff. Okay? Folks clamoring for Tom Brady to take over. Mark Davis reminding you he is nothing like his daddy. Just win, baby. Just win, baby. The late, great Al Davis. Boy, would Raider fans give anything to have that man as the owner alive and kicking right now instead of his son. That's who the Dallas Cowboys beat up on. Now, there's no doubt that we saw impressive stuff. You acquired Quinnen Williams from the Jets, Logan Wilson from the Bengals. You improved your defense in that regard. Deron Bland is back. Overshown is back. You're just looking at the Dallas Cowboys and you're saying to yourself, listen, man, they can make some noise. That's true. But let's put things in this proper perspective. Over the next 3 weeks, the Dallas Cowboys have to play the Philadelphia Eagles Sunday afternoon, the Chiefs on Thanksgiving, and they got to play the Detroit Lions. This is their scenario. This is their issue. That's who they got to go up against. And everybody walking around here like, oh, my God, Dallas is going to make the playoffs. Here's your shot if you're the Dallas Cowboys. You got to win 6 in the next 7 games. You got the Chargers on the list. You got the Minnesota Vikings on the list. And those 3 games that I mentioned, that's 5 of your 7 games. You got to win 6 of your final 7 games of the season in order to make the playoffs, in order to have a chance. You already lost to Chicago. You already lost to the Carolina Panthers. You tied with Green Bay. You lost to Arizona. I mean, you got pivotal losses all over the place. Dallas, playing mediocre teams. They're undefeated. Playing teams above 500, they're winless. So you look at it from that standpoint and you say, what are they going to do? We got to find out. There's a lot to talk about because let me tell you something. I actually think the Dallas Cowboys could beat the Philadelphia Eagles this weekend. The way the Eagles have been playing. I know my man T-Love ain't going to like that, but he'll get over it. All right, so you look at them, you look at their offense. We're going to find out. We're going to find out. But right now, looking at Dallas, looking at Philadelphia, this is what it is. Philly don't have to win, and there's a level of urgency they don't have, so that kind of helps. The game is in Dallas. Your backs are against the wall. You got to win every game moving forward, so a legitimate argument could be made. That if you're the Dallas Cowboys, there's a level of urgency that's in your favor that the Eagles don't have to worry about. One could argue it's playing with house money because it's about Jalen Hurts. Another could argue, hell, they won the last game, but A.J. Brown only had 7 receptions for 49 yards. You know, they won the last game, but Devontae Smith only had 1 reception for 5 yards. And Jalen Hurts didn't even throw for 200 yards, and Saquon Barkley was averaging 3.2 yards a carry. There's a lot of reasons to believe that the Eagles will lose this game. The flip side to that, however, is that no matter how bad things are when it comes to the Eagles, particularly offensively, they find a way to win. And this pickup of Phillips from the Dolphins is big time. And remember when the Eagles won the opener against the Dallas Cowboys 24-20 in Philadelphia to open the season, Jalen Carter didn't play that game because he spit on Dak Prescott, and as a result, got ejected from the game immediately. He'll be there this Sunday, along with Phillips and the rest of the crew. So we're going to see what Dak Prescott and the Cowboys do against those brothers. It can be very, very interesting. Make no mistake about it. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with your calls, your voicemails, and more in a minute.